Item G6 is a good one.
Motion approved.
Second.
Well, but let's do this right so our citizens know what the chief has accomplished in, with the approval and hard work of you guys.
For clarification, there's two levels of pre-hospital emergency care. EMTs have probably about 200, 220 hours of training. A certified licensed paramedic has about 2,000 hours of training. Over the years, our department has endeavored to get as many people trained to the paramedic level as possible for a couple reasons. We're covering a very large area with a relatively small number of people, and if we can put a paramedic on in every station, on every piece of equipment, our residents, our citizens are going to get the highest level of assessment, treatment, and care in the quickest amount of time. Over the years, as we've had people retire, we've hired people who had paramedic certifications. So right now we're to the point where all but basically three of our line staff are paramedics. We have three EMTs left, one on each shift. So we're at the point where we can reliably staff with eight paramedics a day, which is enough to staff four paramedic units reliably. This does not add any people. It does not add any vehicles to our fleet or inventory. What we're doing is taking an existing basic level ambulance, and because we have the paramedics to staff it, we want to increase the level of service we provide. And that would mean purchase of a defibrillator monitor, which we have in our capital budget request that's been approved. And other than that, it's approval from county, which we've already gone through that process. This MediUnit has actually been activated on short-term temporary basis to cover special events, so it's already existing technically within the system.
This is excellent. You guys should all take credit for it. This is a wonderful thing. Chief, one question. How are we doing on Narcan deployment? PD?
That you'd have to ask PD staff. I know they are studying our responses and when they would get on scene first, where that could potentially be administered by their staff. We give it, I don't have specific numbers on how often, but it's an increasing problem, as everybody, I'm sure, is aware.
Motion to approve has been made and seconded. Thank you very much.
Alderman Mayor. One related question, not for you, Chief. Joel, if I could ask you a question. In the Chief's right up, he talks about EMS call volume due to existing and planned high-density multifamily and senior housing. Multifamily housing, like what we conceptually approved at our last meeting for 27th Street, now that pays full taxes, correct, unless they're associated with some religious organization?
If they're tax-exempt, I believe they wouldn't. But then we try, city attorney more so, get a pilot agreement in those instances.
But like the one we approved on 27th Street.
They were near, not tax exempt.
Not tax exempt.
We didn't approve it on 27th Street. The concept review.
I said that initially.
That was taxable, yes.
Yes. And that would be clear to, made clear to us in any concept and anything that came forward, correct?
That we asked them to provide that information. We can't. There's nothing in the UDO that allows us to make them give us that information, but we always ask them.
Okay. Thank you.
Chief, the chief is working on a report for us that outlines runs by population type and or building type, and that'll be helpful. But the rule of thumb is one ambulance run per year per bed.
Yeah, I'm not questioning that at all. I'm questioning the taxing of the apartment complex, because somewhere there was a discussion that.
Fortunately, they've all been taxable, but that only goes so far.
And they've all been taxable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, okay. That was my concern.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Just for clarification, did we receive on the College Avenue one, did we receive anything from the police or the fire on that one?
Yes. Police had no problems. The fire, their standard comment that, the fire protection standards that they bring up. But they do make a note, the last couple of times they made a note, that they just want the council and the city to be aware that this is putting some stress on them.
Okay.
The senior and multifamily generates a proportionately higher volume of EMS calls. The CBRFs as well, you know, they have existing medical problems. That's why they're in the CBRF in the first place, and we get called to them quite frequently. So that is a concern for us. I understand the attractiveness for the city of these type of developments because they don't cause police problems, they don't put kids in school, but they do directly impact EMS call volume.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And for the clerk, please note that as unanimous. Move on to G8, an ordinance to amend.
G7.
Is there a motion to table?
Yes, so moved.
Again.
Second.
In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I just asked for the motion, so you guys argue it out. I'm not getting in the middle of that.
We're in a perfect agreement.
Item G8.
This is one of those errors?
At the last council meeting.
Oh, is this where we had fights and stuff?
No, item G8, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-2240, adopting the budgets for TID 3 and 4 to provide appropriations for tree planting.
Mayor, wouldn't it be more appropriate if we talked about the two items that are going to do the budget before we move the money? Because this one moves the money.
Okay, which one do you want to do?
Well, let's do 9 and 10 and then come back to 8.
Well, 10 is not part of 8 or 9, so.
Well,
All right, for the record, I'm moving to item G9, a resolution approving intergovernmental cooperation. Cooperation agreement for shared tree plantings with Oak Creek. Mr. Liberto.
You just need to make sure if you do move 9 before 8 that you make the motion subject to approval of item 8 because you can't approve the agreement without the appropriation, but you can approve it subject to. So you can take them on in the other order with that addition.
That's why it was first? That's why it was first?
Yes.
Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I had to make some calls on this one because the tree item in the previous one that we skipped over had $80,000. And if you look on page 38, it says that the Franklin share is $25,000 to $30,000. So it might be helpful for the rest of the council to get the answer that was given to me on this.
Mr. Morrow.
Sure. What I'm asking you to vote on in G9 is simply agreement with Oak Creek. The idea is that we would each pay for our own trees. We would each pay for the own installation. So we are going to purchase our trees. They will purchase their trees. We have some other incidentals to purchase. Agreement with Oak Creek is simply they are going to prepare a contract where a contractor will come in and install trees that we purchase. So we're expecting our trees will be somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000. We expect that our share of the contractor's part to put them in will be $25,000 to $30,000. Throw in some other incidentals, some employee time that we can charge to this, and so that's where we came up with $80,000 and gave us a little bit of fluff factor just in case something. Something else.
What approximately is Oak Creek budgeting for?
I assume something similar. I've been told they had $50,000 to $60,000, but that's again $25,000 to $30,000 for the trees, $25,000 to $30,000 for the contractor, and they were just going to cover the other cost without charging to their project.
It just seems like ours is significantly higher, and they're doing a significant amount more work because they're putting together the whole budget packet, and that's a lot of staff time. So I just wondered why we were so much higher than theirs. And
I'll make a motion to approve subject to approval of the item 8. Is that good?
Yeah. Second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to G8.
Motion approved.
Second.
Question about G8.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, on G8, we're moving $80,000 to TID 3 and $80,000 to TID 4, and if the trees are somewhere around 60 and we're padding it, and it's all coming out of TID 3 for the trees, according to my call to finance, what is the other $80,000 in this for? because you, I was just told, and we were all just told, that this is only for the tree item, but it can't be.
The title for item G8 is for the tree construction, and there's also professional services to cover item G10.
That's what I thought.
Which is a TID4 expenditure, professional fees to estimate costs associated with infrastructure in the TID4 area.
So maybe we should, like I said, let's talk about that one before we approve the funds, because is it, I don't know, because yeah. What I'm seeing is...
I'll withdraw my motion. We can go to item 10. That's fine.
Okay. Well, it's any objections from the council on withdrawing the motion?
I can withdraw a motion if I want.
No, it belongs to the council once.
Oh, once it is, huh?
Okay. Seeing no objections, move to G10. Which is a contract with Rooker and Melke for professional services task order related to engineering in Area D, roughly between Oakwood and South County Line 27th and 42nd. Mr. Herzberg.
For the record, Mayor's pass the gavel.
Okay. This item follows action at the last Common Council meeting, where direction was given to staff to start conversations with, solicit proposals from consultants to look at infrastructure and initiate conversations with MMSD and surrounding communities regarding sanitary sewer service and combined sewage pump station and water service in Area D. So this action item comes back to you with that request, looking for $10,000, up to $10,000 for a task agreement order with Rooker Milkey, who has prior experience in this area. We can build on that knowledge, revise that information, and begin to look into this stuff. They're also helping us in those conversations with those other entities that were previously mentioned.
Mayor's return.
So that's the item. At last Common Council meeting, there was also a request to discuss this at a larger scale at a committee of the whole meeting. We've discussed that with the engineers. We'd like to start getting moving forward on some of these smaller activities, which is why you see the limited budget attached to this. But then they would be prepared to come in on March 6th with some update on progress of some of those initial conversations and some early ideas about the direction of the infrastructure.
Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Wilhelm.
So I have a question. My understanding of the motion was that we were going to go out for bid. To find out, I don't know if Alderman Taylor remembers exactly, but we were going to go out for bid for the professional services and the figuring out the water and sewer down there. The mm-hmm. other question that I have is, am I correct in saying that item G10 and item G8 is actually moving $90,000 to professional services?
The item G8 is a budget amendment involving both TIDs 3 and TID 4 and appropriates $80,000 in each of the TIDs to cover, one, the landscaping and tree installation related to the reconstruction of 27th Street in TID 3 and various professional services in TID 4 with a maximum amount of $80,000 in TID 4.
So that's $80,000 plus $10,000 in G10.
No, G10 is $10,000 of the $80.
Okay.
So it's only the 10 is, it's just a part of the 80.
What's the other 70?
We don't have any particulars on that yet. We're just appropriating the available funds for future requirements.
Okay, Alderman Taylor, can you?
Well, I'm looking at the looking at the motion that I made last two weeks ago, I should say, and it says move to direct staff to solicit bids to revise engineering and financial service plans within the district. So I don't know if this is, obviously it's not a bid. Right? I mean, is that, that's what the council adopted,
that's the way I was
solicit
looking.
Bids, and it looks like this is something that was being worked on back in November of 2014, that the, and then it obviously got shelved. and now it's basically being brought back. I'm not sure what changes were from the 2014 document with Rooker Milkier, the agreement to now, but it's definitely not soliciting bids.
Alderwoman, Mayor still has the floor.
So my understanding is that we were going to go out for bids. This is coming forward with a document from 2014. That document also says the cost can change from 2014. We're now in 2017. I mean, we kind of don't even know what we're even dealing with here.
There's a cover letter that's attached to the 2014 task agreement that outlines the direction of what would be considered in this new item, if approved, right, which speaks to the motion that was passed 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's the cover letter that says that the cost can change.
I saw you.
Yeah. It's not going to be the 2014 document that we have here. It's going to be something else, so it'd be nice to have something updated, because I'm not seeing anything in here where they have an updated amount for the different hours and hourly wage and stuff like that. So
The understanding with the consultant is that we would work off of the information provided from the prior agreement. There was an existing task agreement that was put together that had the detailed language of the contract with the task order number 2 from the letter dated February 15, 2017. That outlines the tasks for action as part of a new task agreement that adds action to the prior agreement.
Let me say it a little differently. There is a contract with Rooker & Milkier in place. What you have in front of you on page 44 just says we will do the task that you now assign to us for not to exceed $10,000. It's just an addendum to their current contract that was in place in 2014.
And from, you know, we looked at this as the ability to take advantage of having a consultant who has prior knowledge of the area, has put together prior calculations. To engage a new consultant at this stage would be starting from scratch.
I can see that argument if the city owned that property. But everybody's on a different page out there. We have no idea what we're going to be able to do. It's 2017. It's a different thing. It's a PDD now.
Regardless of the ownership of the land, the sewer calculations, the water calculations about length of run, the sewer calculations about depths for installation, about pressures for pump stations, things of that nature, remain the same regardless of the ownership of the land.
But we have the information from whatever was done back in, 2015. Couldn't we not go out for bid and have them use the information that Rooker & Milkier would be using anyway? It's not like Rooker & Milkier is going to go out and get new information.
Well, any time we went out and started with a new consultant, there would be an absorption time period where they would have to review all of that information and then, we do add that to their workload. And so this is an opportunity to work with somebody who has prior experience, understands what work needs to be completed out there, and can move relatively quickly.
I understand. It's just, it doesn't match up with the motion from last week, but I'll let Alderman Taylor handle that.
Alderman Willow.
Well, I put a lot of time into this. That's how I knew the 8 went with 9 and 10. And we have item 8, which the tree area covers. It's already, TID 3 is covering the trees, and it's already higher. We have item 10, which you have a $10,000 contract with $80,000. So we're $70,000 padded on that contract for additional things. So, true, it said to go out for bid. There was no extra request, okay, did we go out for bid or not? I think that's what they're trying to do is, okay, we have this old document, we're bringing it back in place of going out for bid. So the council needs to decide, did you still want it to go out to bid, or is Aaron's statements valid enough that we could use this? The other issue we have is the $10,000 that's capped for this The council also needs to decide, do you want to pad that TID 4 with an extra $70,000, or would you be more comfortable, since you didn't go out for bid, keeping that down to the $10,000 range and then asking that, you know, for further money for to be spent to come back to the council. That might solve the going out to bid problem. My understanding, and there was a part of time in here where I missed a meeting or so when you were really discussing a lot about how you were going to put water and sewer down 27th Street. My understanding was we were looking at putting water and sewer down 27th Street. The document that's in front of us is all-encompassed for the entire area. It goes, it says Oakwood from 42nd Street to 27th Street down to the county line. It makes sense, if you're probably going to do this, to look at the whole area. But I thought the idea was we were just going to try to run it down 27th Street, and that was what the initial bid was. Somebody needs to, whoever made that previous motion probably needs to speak on that. But some of the things that I have are the tasks. It says, as required on page 45, says it's a Franklin Corporate Park. That's the task order. That's what the letter says. So we're no longer going about 27th Street. We're talking about the entire park. And then for it says directed by you on page 44. I didn't know who directed by you was. Previously, the 2014 contract, I think, was signed by Nick. There's no designated person, so I'm assuming that would be Aaron, but because there's no discussion on that, the council might want to know who would be that designated person. And there were a lot of things about here in the task order. It says the project phasing alternatives and cost estimates as requested. Now, who will be making those requests, and what control does the council have? And that's why I'm saying, well, if you limit the money a little bit, then you're not going to have maybe more done that you were expecting or wanted to. So it does make a little bit of sense to go with Rucker and Mielke, but maybe the tasks need to be more defined, and the people that are in charge of the task and the amount of money you want to allocate to this need to be more defined.
Mr. Liberta.
Just to be clear, establishing a budget appropriation can't cause any additional expenditures to occur unless the Common Council authorizes them. If the 2017 budget was set and didn't have professional services set up in TID 4, then if any point during the year you want to have this or other ones, it's convenient to have an appropriation available to do so. When we do budget modifications, that it creates an ordinance that then also has publication costs. You have the delay of the week. So there is some organizational benefit to, provided there's funds in TID 4, to establish that appropriation for professional services once that provides anything you might want to use over the course of the year. You still control whether any of those dollars get spent through the appropriation of contracts. So if you have a $10,000 contract, that's what's going, you know, that's as much as can be spent until you authorize it differently or approve a different contract for some other professional service in TID 4.
I just like to speak to that. I have seen in the past where, oh, well, we went out and they exceeded their contract and now we have to change this, and sometimes that always doesn't get to us before that money is exceeded, and now we're kind of stuck having to do it. And then the budget appropriation is there, and it's like, well, the budget appropriation is there, so we, you know, you're walking that line there. That's all I'm saying.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Let me just say, like, number one, I want to see something happen in this area. Like, I want to see development in this area. I think that was what the motion was meant to do, was start looking at the sewer, looking at the water. You know, obviously, Aaron did a good job of expressing the fact that, hey, it's possible that, you know, putting in sewer where a road would be. Now, granted, we don't own any of this property, but, you know, there may be places where we have to put a road in, and as a result, that's when we need to look at that. So, you know, I think the motion was crafted in a way that gave some flexibility. But I just have to say this. In the first 6 years I sat up here, I can't recall so many motions that are not followed by staff. I see Mayor Taylor sitting out in the audience. I don't know what he did in his first 3 years, but in the 6 years I was here, he would have never tolerated this. I mean, I just, how many times have we sat up here and said, that's not what the motion says? I mean, I don't want to get into what happened at Public Works with reading this motion on something that was sent there. Two different conversations took place. I'm shaking my head. I mean, I don't even want to look at these agendas sometimes because it's like things aren't being followed. So, I mean, to me, soliciting bids is soliciting bids. It is going out and talking to not just one company, not one firm, okay? I think when we get to item 15, I'll have more to say about that. And that's why, you know, that item's on the agenda. However, Rucker Milkey has experience. They've been here before. You know, we're going to lose time if we, you know, go out and do bids and do these things. I get it. If we can, I mean, the city attorney could probably say, well, this is what it says. You have to do this. I don't know. I'm not going to ask him. Somebody could ask him. I mean, did we pigeonhole ourselves that we have to do bids? Because I don't see this one being a bid. Was it a bid in 2014? I doubt it was. So can we even do this would be the issue, because the motion says solicit bids. But at the same time, I want to see progress made. You know, we rezoned it. We did a PDD. You know, we need to have sewer and water. That's something that's going to be necessary. But, you know, I know this motion was then sent out to the entire Common Council in an email after the last meeting. Didn't you send that out, Aaron, like the day or two after?
I sent it to you.
To me? And we talked about it. So I don't have a, you know, I don't have a, if we can do it, I don't have an issue doing Rucker Milkey, but then I would have concerns if we're going to go outside, if they're going to do any work outside of what is in this motion, which was some flexibility, but we're not talking about some corporate park here. You know, I mean, that's the last meeting I talked about what was in the, in the business journal, it was every, you know, business park, business park, business park. No, what we're doing first is we're rezoning, then we did a PDD, now we're looking at sewer and water. We're doing our due diligence and gathering information. We have money available. We know the clock's ticking. So we have to, you know, if we're going to do something, we need to do it. But I really wish this, I swear, it's every meeting there's one item on there where we're having this conversation about a motion that was previous that just is not being followed correctly. And that is extremely frustrating. So I'll ask the question to the city attorney. Can we just go Rucker Milkey, or because the motion said solicit bids, what are we looking at?
Mr. City Attorney.
Number one, at the last meeting, I did not catch the word bids. And don't recall that it was a solicit. I recall a lengthy discussion regarding, is it 27th Street or is it the entire area? And I remember the economic development director and then Alderman Taylor agreeing with the economic development director that, in effect, in the real world, it's the whole site. And the motion was to bring something back. Number one, it's not bids because it's a services agreement, so it's proposals, and so that's a technical change. Does it make a difference in the real world? I don't think so. Mr. Hertzberg, is this your method of soliciting proposals for this project?
Yes.
You can do it.
So then I'll follow up. In the future, if we say, all right, go out and talk to people, are you going to just go to one firm and say, please give me a proposal, or are you going to go to multiple ones? Are we only going to work with the same people we've always worked with? Because there's more than one company that does these things. There's more than one organization that runs a business park. I mean, that's why item 15 is coming up, you know, what's on item 15, because of what was going on and what this council did back in June of 2015. So how do you operate?
Sure. So I think myself and my experience with other staff members is that, generally speaking, it's a judgment call. when you've got a consultant who has prior knowledge, who's shown productive work product, right? They completed the tasks that were previously provided or required of them, and they provided, and you can build on that, and there's historical knowledge that adds value to the next city contract, then you initially look to work with that same consultant. You know, if you're starting a project from scratch, I think no doubt there's an evaluation of multiple consultants that should be considered.
So how do we know we're getting the best bang for our buck then? How do we know we're you know, this is, I mean, a TIF, it's obviously, well, it's always taxpayer dollars. It's so, you know, how do we know that we're not getting fleeced? How do we know that someone can't do a better job if we just go to the same well every time? I mean, is the water tainted or is it clean? I don't know. I mean, how do you know?
Sure. Again, I think it always comes down to a judgment call, right? And even when you enter a contract with somebody, the expectation is that they're completing the contract to your standards. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. Do you know that they're doing a better job than anybody else? It's a judgment call on whether or not they can complete the tasks in front of them.
Because when we do, I mean, bids, I mean, if this is for services and it's a proposal, if we're basically relying on one person, so the six of us are relying on one person's judgment on every contract we're going to enter going forward in this area or up, you know, by Ballpark Commons or wherever. I mean, when do we get to see the proposals of three or four different companies instead of just one individual? I mean, we're putting a lot of stock into one person who's lived in this community a year or so. I mean, some of us, I've lived here 11 almost, but some people have a lot hell of a lot longer than me. They have a lot more knowledge of it. So I just, I'm a little uncomfortable here, I will say. I mean, I'm okay with, on this in particular, Ruker Milkey, but if this is how we're going to operate, well, we'll just have that conversation a little bit, I guess.
Mayor. The city attorney.
I think this is an unusual circumstance here. Out there in the realm, and you have staff members here that prepare solicitation of proposals for consulting services all the time. My understanding is that they're aware of X number, 3, 4, sometimes on something very general. Maybe it just goes in the newspaper. But normally it's directed to a handful at most of consultants. I don't see anybody shaking their head no. Engineering, planning. Mr. Luberta maybe has an issue with that. But there's no statutory requirement for soliciting proposals as there is with public bids and the like. Publications go out. I don't know that they go out on all of them in terms of, hey, we're soliciting bids. I always hear that there's direct delivery to a small handful. Anyway, this is a different one, and the easy answer is you want to read the motion verbatim and with the plural on bids, even though it should say proposals, direct the Economic Development Director to solicit proposals, including the publication of engineering consultants qualified to perform this task.
Well, I think you, Mr. City Attorney, said this is a unique situation. So
there's a lot of information that's been done.
Right. Right. So
years.
So it's unique. But for this in this particular instance, I think, you know, to save time and because of the, you know, knowledge, we should move forward. But when I hear it's a judgment call, that's not how I want to see things, me personally, move forward. And I would think that in the future we're going to have to be very clear with our motion to say go and do proposals moving forward instead of just judgment call, your judgment call.
Well, you know, the other thing I want to mention is that this was intentionally set up as a limited contract, right? And we specifically requested that they come back in March as part of a committee of the whole meeting, as requested by the council, so that a full evaluation of what they're working on and they can lay out what the ideas are, right? And we want to give you that opportunity so that you can work and understand exactly where the consultant's coming from. And then you'll be able to use your judgment about whether or not to move forward.
Okay, let's do Mr. Liberta first, then Alderman Wall, and then Alderman, Alderman Ware.
The city attorney is absolutely right, of course, that state law doesn't require professional services to be bid out. And there's a reason, because there is so much subjectivity in the nature of their performance and how you evaluate it. And so when Aaron says it's a judgment call, I would have to agree with that as well. Now, it's our job as staff to put together our best recommendations for you. That's the professional basis of what we do. And if we bring one and we've missed the mark and you don't like it and you want us to go back and do something, that's where you give us that direction. Sometimes it's up front. Sometimes it's after the fact. But there, when Aaron says it's a judgment call, I can look at just the last couple of weeks or of ones you've approved or ones coming up where you have the same similar thing. If it's a larger project, it's something new, you look at the class and comp study. We did detailed proposals, put it out to 15 firms. We got detailed proposals back. Just at the last meeting, you approved a contract for professional services for engineering for the preliminary study, HVAC, in this building, around an $8,000 contract, same scope as this. I didn't go for additional quotes for that because we have somebody we know has some familiarity with this building, and Fred's been watching his plans come in for years and knows this is a quality guy. He knows how to write a good, clean plan. We should work with him. So I didn't bring proposals for you. But so when I bring the architect, we will bring the methodology you've told me previously, go out, select it, but tell us the basis for that selection. I'll have letters of proposal. We'll have various people come in before we pick it. It'll be a multiple one. But we've learned in the last couple weeks, we probably also need to have a asbestos and lead assessment done in advance of that project so that we know if we're likely to run any problems. That's probably a $5,000 to $6,000 contract. I'm not probably going to spend the effort to go out and get lots of proposals for that because in the 25 years I've been doing this, I know there's a firm in the area that does a good job, works with 120 school districts, and is always responsive and gives me a good price. To save 15% between $5,800 and $6,200 isn't worth it if I know I have a guy. So it's your next meeting. You'll probably have one, and it's going to be my professional assessment to bring it in and not say, I didn't go out to a lot of places because I know this guy knows his stuff and he's done a good job. So that it is a judgment call, and we do our best to anticipate what you would expect for those individual things. And in this specific case, as Aaron said, his judgment call was, since I had a consultant already working in the area, it was to our benefit as a city. And if you disagree with that and want to go out and get proposals, this is the time to tell him, you know what, let's check for somebody else here because it could end up being bigger. But you're going to see this a lot consistently, and we'll do our best to anticipate what each circumstance would demand from us in each circumstance.
Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderwoman Mayor, then Alderman Mayor.
That's great information, and I can appreciate the judgment call. But I'd like to put it into perspective from me as a council member, and this may apply to the other council members up here. I certainly was not expecting to see a three-year-old contract come in the packet based on the motion and the discussion and the desire by the council to seek other people. At that meeting, had someone said, hey, how about we bring back the old 2014 contract, that might told you how the council felt, if they wanted it or not. I think that if someone would have brought that up, hey, we have this old contract and we think we'd like to go back to it, maybe they wouldn't have desired it. Or maybe it would have put an end to going out to bid and they could have just at that time said, do your judgment call. But the council wasn't giving that opportunity. And this contract was fully known by staff that it was out there. So that conversation did not take place at the last council meeting, and maybe that's where the whole you know, issue could have been better resolved on this. So maybe next time when a contract is being discussed, there's an idea of a bid, and the staff is aware of an old contract that they might have a judgment call or something, maybe that's the time to bring it up to the council and say, hey, maybe this would be a better idea. What do you think? We could bring this in rather than that. And maybe we wouldn't be discussing this so long. The other point I wanted to make is this still is a $10,000. We still have an item we have to go back to that's $80,000. And my other question that didn't get answered yet is who is going to be the person designated representative? Could someone answer that question before we take a vote on this?
I will be.
Thank you. I'm done.
Alderwoman Mayer.
I have to say that Kristen said that, or Alderwoman Wilhelm said that much nicer than I'm about to. When you said that that is a judgment call, I have to take offense to it, because when it is very clear that the motion reads in the minutes that we just approved tonight, that it says we move to direct staff to solicit bids. I just spent, I don't know how long, at the beginning of this meeting on item G2 regarding somebody who used their judgment on a $24 million project. We need to know if that's what you're going to do. That's all I have to say.
Anybody? Alderman Mayer.
I would suggest that maybe we work in the middle here. I see both points. I do see your point, Alderman Taylor, about the bids. But, my God, sometimes we beat up our staff too much, and we have very qualified, capable staff. And if Aaron would have known that this proposal existed from a couple of years ago and we were asked about bids and he didn't bring this to us, we'd probably be beating him up about that, too. You knew you had all this information, yet why'd you go out for all these bids? But somewhere in the middle, I think, is the truth. Aaron brought this to us, and if we're not satisfied, then we should send Aaron back to do the bids like were requested. And maybe Aaron could have presented it that way. This is this older proposal. It's not quite going out for bids, but it does suit the needs as far as Aaron can see. I understand. I don't particularly have that much of a problem with it. I think part of the problem is there is so much suspicion in this whole 27th Street project that we all get a little tense when it all comes up, and we all I kind of see when I don't say corners are cut, but when things are already pre-done, pre-cookie cutter done, it almost seems like we're sliding back into where we were a couple of years ago, and I don't want to see that happen. My focus is still on development in the Franklin School District. I won't say any more about that now, but I would suggest that maybe we end this one way or the other and we get on to the real topic at hand and not discuss the technicalities. Either we decide on the technicalities and send Aaron back, or we take this and we move on. That's it. Thanks.
Alderman Taylor.
Aaron, I'm going to make a motion to approve the contract with Ruger Milkey. And the reason why is the work needs to be done. We do have some experience with them. They have experience with us. Like I said at the very beginning, I want to see things happen in this area. I believe that the Director of Economic Development has heard us loud and clear.
Second, with the subject to the approval of the funding and aid.
Thank you for that, and that as well.
And also your motion is that Mr. Hertzberg is the point person.
He said he's the point person.
Right. Any discussion on that motion? For the record, Alderwoman Mayer has left her seat at 8:42. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Okay. So which one do we want to go back to? We should go back to item 8, which is the budget modification.
Right.
We go back to item 8.
Yeah.
Alderman Wilhelm.
In the future, these two should have been broken out, and it should have been more clear. I mean, it is not clear to someone who didn't spend as much time as I read on this with a constituent, that professional services tagged onto the end of the trees wasn't a part of professional services of them planting. So, you know, professional services in the headline of this council action sheet actually is referring to 10, the one we had this all discussion about, but there's nothing in here that suggests that, really. I mean, there's very little except for the recommendation where it talks about Area D, and there's not even a price associated with that. So, you know, another piece of paper to break this out, maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to take that one. You're speaking now to the problem that we've generated, and my good friend.
Okay, just be more clear on the item then. That's all.
What we're coming to here is, again, give me more information. We give you information, and it's not enough, or it's the wrong kind. We'll do better next time.
Okay. I think that's a pretty valid point. Someone says professional service agreements mixed in with a tree in the headline. I would have never known this, and I've been following this along. So.
Well, I would argue, Alderwoman, but on the bottom of page 34 explains it pretty clearly. Mr. Liberta had it.
We will try and do better with that to make sure both things are more clearly stated. We do, as a practice, if you recall over the years, we do try to combine budget modifications wherever we can because they require extra publication. They require the roll call vote. So, but we'll do a better job of making it clear where they've combined it. But since usually there's separate actions elsewhere that were approved, we often felt safe doing that. But we'll make sure we're more clear in identifying
it. I think it's still just... professional service agreements is exact same thing it says, and it just says TID4. So I didn't know if we had $80,000 of trees that were going in TID4 as well as TID3, because the whole 27th corridor covers the District 3, which I represent, and the District 4, which Alderman Taylor represents. So just saying it's coming out of TID4 and it's professional service agreement is not clear enough for me to understand that the $80,000 is being earmarked for design service for the other agenda item.
Alderman from the 4th.
Thank you, Your Honor. Maybe it would be possible, like, I don't know if in every example is like this, but in G8, could you not, in the description or the background, say that, hey, in G10, G9 is what this is, and in G10 is what we're talking about here? Because it doesn't say, you know, that it's coming up next. You know, it's kind of like you have to pass this financial first. We went out of order and said,
Yes, and we can spell it out more clearly.
Just
on
a
the
little more,
action
yeah. I mean, I'm not,
well.
Yeah. Just in that little action, saying, all right, what we're talking about with the first item is an item coming up in item 9, and what we're doing the next one, section 2, and item 10. So that way, it's not a whole bunch of. You already have all the paperwork there. You guys have put. I mean, I think it was well put together. It just maybe let us know what's coming up.
Duly noted.
Is there action regarding this item?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
So for the record, it's a motion to adopt because it's financial.
Oh, the 80, yeah.
2016-2240, adopting 27th annual budget TID 3 and 4 for fiscal year 2017 for additional appropriations planning, plantings, and reconstruction of professional services. This is a budget modification requires a roll call. Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Taylor. Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Well, Mayor.
Abstain.
Motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention. So now we move on to